When a global pandemic was declared last March, crochet artist Gina Galina began to hook the coronavirus, looping yarn to create sculpture resembling microscopic images of COVID-19. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich caught up with her wearing one of her hand-embroidered masks on the streets of downtown Fayetteville to bring us this audio postcard about Galina's endeavor, accompanied by a feisty mockingbird.
I'm Gina Galina. I'm a crochet artist, crochet enthusiast, crochet addict, and I pretty much crochet anything that comes to mind. I have put my crochet wraps and items on different places, buildings, trees, chairs, people, light posts, benches, bicycles, crocheted walls, murals, I mean, just about anything. My wraps are temporary, and they've been placed at Maxine's in Fayetteville. They've been in Eureka Springs, Chicago, Las Vegas, Seattle, New York City. Well, I decided to crochet the coronavirus because I like to crochet with the times. I crocheted the little virus from a photo from the news, and I made a little handbag. I was dropping off some items to my friend, and as a joke, I just whipped him one up. So as time went on, I was like, okay, this is actually serious. This is not really a joke. And though a lot of people use humor to deal with reality, and which I do, so the toilet paper was flying off the shelves. So I said, well, let me do a crocheted coronavirus toilet paper cover. So as we're getting deep into the coronavirus and places are shutting down and I'm scared to death and I'm worried, and so I crocheted the coronavirus dress. You know, it's just a way to deal. I crocheted a bee outfit for a long time ago for me to, you know, lose my fear of bees. So it's just kind of a way to connect to the reality of what's going on when something's so scary. And that's kind of why I did it. I think that everyone should definitely take this serious. But if you're an artist or a crafter or somebody, you need to deal with reality. We need to deal with what's happening. And the best way to deal with these things is to make art with it. Art is expression. It's your feelings, you know. Put your feelings and your fears and your worries and your humor and put it all in it. And give it out to the people so we can all identify with it.